Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I believe Balls is here. We'll bring him in after the top of the hour. Tonight we're going to be out at the Gator Club in Sarasota. We'll go on probably around 10 o'clock tonight, and we encourage you all to come on out there and drink heavily and enjoy the show with us. We have tonight, we have the 15th at the Ringside Cafe, which we announced today, which we'll be doing as an after party for Not So Live gig number 3. And then, I forgot this earlier, the Dunedin Pump Crawl, which is happening in 1222. Really, the only reason that we're going to be working that week is for the Dunedin Pub Crawl.
Right.
Because we have so much vacation time that we built up and never used that I wanted to take off a little bit early this month so that we could all enjoy our vacation time. And I know what you're thinking. You think we go on vacation a lot, but we don't compared to the vacation time we're actually allotted. And I wanted to take off the 15th, have that be our last day, do the live gig, and boom, that'd be it. And they were like, nope, we got to do that pub crawl again. And that was such a good time. I said, all right, well, then we might as well work that whole next week.
Yeah.
So we are going to work, and we are going to make the 22nd our last day on the air, and we will be in Dunedin for the pub crawl at night, and our band Pitbull Toddler will be playing at Blur in Dunedin. I'd like to see, because that's like kind of Ronnie D and the Black Honkies and those guys, that's like their home base.
Oh, yeah.
The Dunedin area, okay. Clearwater. So I'd like to see if any of those guys can come by. Last time we played, Dave Erasmo played with us. That was a fun time. So, cool. Yeah, it always makes it a more fun when there's more people and we could do some different stuff. So,
sure.
I think that there's going to be a weekend in December. Let me look at my calendar real quick. That I'm going to have to sleep at Whore Island.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh.
I hope it's Christmas so we can open gifts together.
It may feel like Christmas to you. Oh, on the 10th, the local musicians from St. Petersburg are doing a benefit gig at Ruby's. And they asked us if we would promote it on the air. And I said, yeah, I'll whatever you need. And they're like, maybe you can come down and host it. And I was like, that's fine, I'm in.
Hell
that's
yeah.
December 10th.
That's
so
Sunday, so that'll be awesome.
That's Jeremy Thomas and Jerry X and all those people that we love. Yeah, so we'll all go out in that cake.
Perfect.
Do you want a celebrity bartend? Well, you should celebrity bartend.
For where?
With me, I forget you. For the Joe Madden thing.
When is it?
Is the 8th. It's a Friday. December 8th. I'm thinking we go in as a team.
Okay.
Okay? Where you actually do the bartending and I just collect all the money.
Sure.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be better?
You can open beers.
Yeah. I can even, if you give me the glass, I could pour it too. You know what I mean? I just need to know, if somebody says, give me a whiskey sour, I don't know what's in that.
Yeah,
whiskey.
No,
and sour.
There you go.
That's it?
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
I don't know how much of what and which whiskey.
An ounce.
Two fingers?
Ounce of whiskey. Yeah.
How much sour?
It would be nice you do an ounce and a half, ounce, And then you, really, how do you make a whiskey sour?
If you were to make one. I would pour in the...
start from the beginning.
Okay, I'd get a glass.
What kind of glass
you
getting?
One of those small round ones.
Nope.
What?
You want a tall glass for a sour.
You do?
Yep.
You want a...
Why?
Because that's how you make sours and Collins and stuff.
Okay, so you get a tall, thin glass?
Mm-hmm.
You put ice in it,
mm-hmm.
You pour whiskey in it,
mm-hmm.
Then you pour the sour in it,
mm-hmm.
And then what? Is there a garnish of some sorts? Do you shake it up?
I would shake it.
Shake it with a little mix, a little mix.
Yeah, and for a sour, you're going to put a cherry in it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Maraschino?
Yeah. No. With the other kind.
The fresh
ones? The other kind of bar cherry. Jeez Louise. Throw a drink at me and let me see if I can figure it out.
It's funny because I tell people all the time whenever they're learning how to bartend. My friend Leslie is learning how to bartend. I said, I can teach you. So it's so easy. I go 9 times out of 10. They're telling you what they want.
All right. Give me a drink. Go order it. I'm going to see if I can.
Well, this I'll throw you off a little bit because I'm saying normally it's like a rum and coke or a vodka and cranberry or da da da. Let me have a white Russian.
Yes. Oh, white Russian in a glass with some ice.
What kind of glass?
It's a small round one.
Nope, tall.
Nope, tall one.
Tall, yeah.
It's not a sour, though.
But listen, if it has more than one liquor in it, you're probably going to put it in a tall glass.
Right, because you're going to put a lot of stuff in there. One drink at a time. So you get a tall glass with ice.
Mm-hmm.
Kahlua?
Yes. How much Kahlua?
Like 2 ounces. Two fingers?
No, we're going to go ounces.
2 ounces?
No.
No, an ounce?
No.
Half 3 ounces?
Half ounce.
Yeah. Half ounce.
I knew it.
A little splash?
No.
Half ounce. Okay, half ounce.
Half ounce and splash are two totally different things.
Then I put...
Because you're going to turn the bottle up and you're going to go one, two.
Yeah. Okay, so 2 seconds.
Yeah, a splash would be this.
Where you just no. Bye. We want 2 seconds of Kahlua.
Yeah.
Then we want to mix in there some milk or cream.
Half and half.
Half and half.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 second of cream.
No.
2 seconds of cream.
Well, you're missing one of the other ingredients.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
It was Kahlua, milk, and Chambord.
No, not Chambord.
Whatever.
It is vodka.
Oh.
So it's an ounce of vodka, milk. Half ounce of, or 3/4 ounce if you want to make it a little chocolatey, Kahlua.
Yeah.
Then you fill with cream and shake.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's 2 drinks I've learned today.
Yeah.
Throw another one at me.
Let's go with a...
Give me one that my aunts wouldn't order.
A Long Island iced tea.
Lipton iced tea?
No.
No, I know there's no iced tea in it. I don't know what it is. It's whiskey?
No.
It's not whiskey. It's vodka?
Like, out of all the liquors that you could pick, whiskey is not the one.
All right. So, Long Island iced tea.
I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's all the white liquors.
Okay. All right.
Racist. It's vodka.
Yes.
It's
tequila.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And a Long Island iced tea is tequila.
Gin.
Yes.
No way. Let's have one.
Vodka, tequila, gin, and the other white one, Rumplemintz.
Rum.
Yeah. Rum. Yeah. White rum.
Rum. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's brown rum.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. And there's more. Is that it?
There's more stuff.
Okay, and you mix all that together.
Well, you got to put one more liquor.
Another liquor.
Yeah.
And it's a white one as well?
Uh-huh.
No Rumplemintz?
No, Rumplemintz is mint. You're not going to have that in a Long Island.
A little minty Long Island. I like my...
It's cold winter Long Island iced tea.
It's very easy.
Vodka,
easy.
Gin,
the other
tequila.
One that you're putting in there is a cordial. It's a flavor.
Oh, schnapps.
No.
Yeah. What?
Peach liqueur.
Triple sec.
Oh,
which is orange flavor.
I would never guess.
You could also substitute Grand Marnier if you want to be fancy.
Oh, I love being fancy.
So you got rum, vodka, gin, tequila, an ounce each of
right.
those.
Ooh,
by the
man.
Way, what are you making the Long Island in?
In a long glass. Tall glass.
Hurricane.
You got more than two
right.
liquors, you go to the tall glass.
Yes, but you want the big one, the
right.
Hurricane. So you have that, you have a half ounce of triple sec, and then what?
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Orange juice.
No.
No, it's a juice, though. It's a ginger ale.
No.
Sprite.
No. Hey, stop showing it, dummy.
Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Soda, cola.
There is a splash of Coke in there, and then there's one other thing.
It's Coke and club soda.
No, what would make it taste like a... Iced tea, kind of. Like the color.
Oh, it's Coke and club soda. No, seltzer. So, scotch.
Sour mix.
Sour mix. I'm not good at this. You say that like... all right, well, so now I know. Now, if you quiz me, I would know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Now, how much to pour, I wouldn't know.
An ounce of each.
Yeah.
Vodka,
Carmen,
rum,
you know
gin,
all this?
Tequila. Oh, Jesus.
Your mic is on.
Yeah, well, something's wrong with it. Like, I don't have lights over here.
Oh, no. You broke it.
All right. I love how quiet she gets, too, when her mic's not on. When her mic's on, she doesn't say anything. And then even whenever it's off, it's like you can't yell and know that, you know.
First, I thought it was my fault. Hello?
I think you guys pressed it at the same time and zapped it out.
Oh, no. All right. Give me one more.
Carmen,
give me one more drink.
Yes, you know how to make this stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me one more drink.
Let's go with a...
I'm getting good now. I feel like I could twist the bottle.
A margarita.
Oh, margarita. Simple.
Yeah.
Your margarita mix.
Okay.
Tequila.
Yeah.
That's it.
One more.
Margarita mix, tequila, and some salt.
Mm-hmm.
And a straw.
Mm-hmm.
And... There's another. What else there? And triple sec.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I guess that. You can be fancy and use Grand Marnier, and it depends on what kind of tequila you want.
They ask for a non-fancy
and
margarita.
You can make it a gold Cadillac margarita where you put a little orange juice in there.
Oh, yeah. And this is good. I feel like I'm learning now.
It's easy.
One more. Give me one more.
Let's go with a fuzzy navel.
Fuzzy navel is orange juice, peach schnapps. Am I right on any of these?
Yeah.
Orange juice, peach schnapps.
No, stop.
And that's a fuzzy navel.
That's a fuzzy
navel. I just guessed that out of the blue, all the things I could have put in there.
You know what a hairy navel is?
Yes.
Oh, you put Harry's finger in it.
Orange juice, peach schnapps, and two fingers of vodka.
Vodka.
Yes.
Vodka makes it a hairy navel.
I'm so good.
It's so funny, too. You'll realize as you go along, like if you did it, it's that drink is this plus this.
Right.
That drink is this minus that.
There's going to be a lot of Moscow mules being ordered at this event, I would assume.
Yeah.
Get one of those little tin cups. Then what?
Oh, I don't know. We didn't have Moscow mules back then.
Oh.
Isn't that just like a ginger beer or beer?
Yeah, ginger beer.
Well, you top it with ginger beer.
And you got to put it in a copper mug.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. There were a lot of those last time, I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll give that to somebody else.
No, just I'll make them. I mean, you make them. We'll just do it together.
Saying that you can pour those.
I'll go, Galvin, what is it? And you yell them out to me.
Right.
We should get our own bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Dare you.
Engineer just snuck up on you.
I saw him come in, but I didn't know he was going to be so close to me. For the love of God. Where are you going? You just quit? Carmen just walked out.
For Mike doesn't work. She's done. Done for the day.
Ron, good morning. You're on the Mike Calder Show, though.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, listen. You guys should all get together and buy Carmen a great Christmas present.
No.
I'm going to tell you why.
No.
Yes, because listen, you got to hear me out, please.
I'm listening.
Because all right. Well, because I was there when she was getting those donuts for you guys when you were all excited and Bert and all those guys were like, oh, yeah, Carmen, yeah. And then she was all happily going to get them, and I was down at the store when she was there. She gets up there. JoJo shows up with that St. Pete bagel stuff.
The much better bagels, right?
So we should get JoJo a present.
I agree. JoJo should get a nice present.
Good idea, Ron.
What do you want to get JoJo? Let's get her something nice.
No, not JoJo. Come on. You know she deserves it.
Who?
Why?
Because
she got...
Carmen deserves it. Because you guys totally dissed her, man. She went out there, she was nice enough, and you guys were all happy. And as soon as somebody better...
Better. At least you admit she was better. You admitted she was better.
They will never appreciate me, Ron. Don't worry.
It's part of her job, and she didn't do it as well.
We love you, Carmen. Thank you, Carmen. You're the best.
You buy her a gift.
I would, but my girlfriend would get mad at me.
Listen, I buy Carmen a gift.
He thinks that I love Carmen, and I love her, but not like that. I go, she's all silly about it, so I'm like, whatever.
I got you. All right, thank you, Ron.
Go get her something nice.
We'll
flowers or something.
Oh, God.
Coffee he gets me flowers like three times. He gets me flowers a lot.
Who?
You do.
I do, for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, my
don't make
birthday,
me sound like Matt Lauer.
Just kind of random.
Yeah, I mean, just I do appreciate. Do you feel appreciated?
Yeah,
For real.
Yeah.
Okay, because you know, you should.
I do. Okay. I love my job. I love what I do, and
you love me.
Yeah, I mean,
I love you too. Right now.
What? Hello.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Oh, no. Good morning.
Hey, I was wondering if you could lock me in for the CSO.
What?
No.
Carmen said no, sir, and I appreciate her judgment.
I understand, but you know how important that show is.
No, I don't. Not to you.
You can't even see.
That's true.
I thought I got to go to the daytime show. I can see real good in the dark over
Why
there.
Why can't you go to the nighttime show?
If I have the option to go to the daytime, I'll take the daytime. It's better.
I don't see how you have the option to do either.
Yeah.
Nobody's offering it.
Yeah, you have the option to do whatever you want. Buy your goddamn tickets and go.
Yeah, you can go to any show you want.
I understand, but I never got my tickets last year. Plus, I'm just asking.
The key here is I don't know. That's the key.
Can you help me out?
No.
I say yes, but not the way you're saying it. Like, we owe it to you, but can we help you out? Yes.
Okay. That's what I meant in the beginning. That's what I was trying to say. That's what I said first thing.
If you have Mike Olivero's number, you should call and talk to him. He loves to talk to you, a medicine man.
Okay, I'll call him.
Oh, man, remember when Avo used to play guitar?
Yeah.
Good old days.
Acoustic now?
Yeah, I just have it out here. I'm warming up my fingers.
Yeah, I remember you.
Welcome to the sound land of squawking ducks. All right, Avo.
All right, take care, guys. Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right.
See you later.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Bye. The guitar down. All right, bye.
Bye.
Later. Bye. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Wait, see, I'm like Medicine Man. He can hang up. Mike out the show. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Two large pizzas and a handlebar.
Oh, man, that's funny.
No.
I'm going to call and I'm going to pretend like I'm wasted and order pizzas. It is going to be hilarious. You should have your own YouTube channel, sir.
Oh, man. YouTuber.
I love those phones. Phone calls. So great.
Anybody familiar with Ross Creations?
Oh, man.
Ross Creations, yes.
Are you?
Yeah, he is a little brother to Tyler, the Creator.
No.
No?
He's a YouTuber.
Okay.
Whose videos I've been kind of enjoying lately.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'm getting sucked into the YouTube world a little bit.
Probably.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not
running. I don't ever go on there.
You don't?
No. I always Netflix, man.
Well, I don't go to it. It's just that it'll pop up in my feed, you know? Oh,
okay. The fail videos are usually
that's where it started.
Yeah.
That's where it started. I was watching a fail video.
Yeah. Love those.
And then it got me into a little video spiral where I couldn't stop watching videos.
Ross Creations.
What, you see him?
Yeah. No, I didn't. No. I
already hate him. Yeah, I imagine Gal would, but he does a lot of this stuff where he just steals stuff from stores, and he keeps getting kicked out of Walmarts and stuff. And he's makes
isn't
me laugh.
Isn't he the guy that did the thing? Is he local?
I don't know. Is he? Yeah. Now that I'm looking at it, it looks like it might be.
Well, it says Floridian's hurricane survival thing on this, whatever. But isn't he the one that set up in the, got a haircut in the middle of the road or whatever?
I don't remember.
And they yelled at him. It was like Lakeland or somewhere.
Maybe. I don't know. But listen to me. This grew on me. This isn't the one I saw. Oh, yeah. That's in Bradenton. That's a Bradenton Pirates game. He must be here. Let's get him on the show, Spanish.
What's his name?
Ross Creations.
It has a thing where he's going around and telling people he's a vegetarian because it's required by law. That's hilarious.
Listen to me. Some of the things are... Oh, that's a Target. I don't know.
Like,
let's find out.
Why is he stealing stuff?
It's just silly stuff. Funny. It's just silly.
I guess.
Oh, my God.
He's searching for gold. He's a pirate, right?
Never been shut down. As quick as the way you guys just shut me out. Find them and get them on the goddamn.
All right, I'm on. Hey,
so there literally are just people that just go out there and video stuff, and they go, okay, here's my channel. There's a guy that walks around and slaps drinks out of people's hands.
That's funny to me.
I would punch someone.
Oh, but he's fast. Oh. He's fast, but he gets...
See?
Have you ever knocked a tequila out of my hand?
He gets caught sometimes.
Yeah.
He does? They beat him up? What do they do?
He gets his ass whooped sometimes, yeah.
Oh, was it you that showed me the video of that woman trying to slap that guy holding the nachos?
Oh, that was me.
That was great.
Oh, right?
That was great.
Funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just watched it, and I thought the guy was funny. If he lives here, it's even better. So,
yeah,
Spanish,
Ross
get on it.
I'm on it, Ross.
Find
but I mean,
him.
Like, people steal stuff all the time. I don't know why, like, videotaping it.
Yeah, no, it's not just stealing stuff. It's silly stuff. That
he's dressed
I
like
want
a pirate,
my YouTube
right?
videos to be dumb, and his YouTube videos are dumb.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want mine dumb.
Mike, how the show? Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, sir. What's happening?
I've called you guys a bunch. I've called you when I was in the middle of getting my bachelor's degree. I've called you guys to just say I really want some T-shirts and stickers, and I totally, whatever I can do, I say I listen to my Couch show, Roger and JP, even though I called you guys after the storm. I just wanted to see how you guys are doing, and I can't wait to see you guys at the Gator Club tonight.
I'm good. I appreciate it, and we were looking forward to being out there.
What do I need to do? I love listening to the clip of the week or the clip of the day stuff.
Right.
How do I earn, like, how do I earn a part of doing
you got to be funny.
No, let him finish his sentence. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm taking forever. I'm sorry, Carmen. I don't even know. How do I... make something funny. I want to be a part of that.
I don't think you have it in you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you're calling us and saying, how do I make something funny, tells me that it's probably going to be a while before you can do it.
Okay. I Yeah.
Okay. We appreciate you. We appreciate you listening. But, you know, like, I can't slam dunk a basketball. Not everybody can do everything. So you never know, you know. Maybe you excel in other areas.
I'm a really good pool guy.
There you go.
Yeah,
like cleaning pools?
Yeah, I clean pools all day. I wrap my phone up like a pack of cigarettes because I hate headphones. And I listen to you guys. I have the worst pool ever. And I listen to you guys. I have the hugest smile on my face.
Oh, man. Just, if you were my pool guy, I'd be like, why does our pool guy always smile? You're a weirdo.
Yeah, weird pool guy.
All right, well, we'll meet you tonight, weird pool guy. Come out and see us at the Gator Club.
How do you think this phone call went?
Freaking me out a little bit.
Please don't kill us.
By the way, make him clip of the day so it doesn't kill us.
Yeah. What did he get a degree in? A bachelor's degree.
I clearly had to clean pools.
PH. Yeah.
PH? Did you say PH or BH?
I said PH.
My pool guy, I think, is a girl.
Okay.
Because I have a pool couple.
Yeah.
But I think the couple, I think the girl, it's actually her job. I call her... Thor and his girlfriend, because he looks like Thor. He's got long blonde hair and he's somewhat muscular.
Gorgeous.
Did your wife hire them?
No, that's what I always say. I was like, I feel like I'm going to come home and find the Thor inside my house, but he was with the girl. So yeah. If the three of them are in my house, I might be able to live with that.
Checking the BH balance.
I like random phone call Friday. Mike, out the show. Hello.
Hey, the guy you're talking about in the videos, he's the guy in Lakeland that was eating pancakes in the middle of the road.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Eating pancakes?
That's Lakeland?
Yeah.
All right, we got to get that guy. I like him.
He was asking his buddy, hey, man, can you bring me the stamp?
Yes. Oh, thank you, sir. I want to get Ross Creations and the Duke Squad to do a video together in the studio with us. We'll blow the internet apart. Good morning, hello.
How you doing, man? I was wondering if you guys have checked out Joyner Lucas.
What is that? Joyner Lucas? Is that J-O-Y?
J-O-Y-N-E-R Lucas, L-U-C-A-S.
Galvin already hates him. Is that the race guy, the race video rapper?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. It's interesting because he's a rapper and he raps from both sides, from the white guy's perspective and the black guy's perspective.
Is he a black guy or is he a white guy?
No, he's
He's the black guy in the video? Yeah, I watched it the other day.
But he does both sides. Well, what's interesting is that I was going to link it on our Facebook page because I thought it was pretty interesting. I sent it to Drew, and Drew was like, yeah, a bunch of people sent this to me today. But it's so many N-words, and I'm like, now I'm afraid to post anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what I can do and what I cannot do. It's an interesting take from both sides of the table on the on race stuff and in rap form. So, yes, it's good, sir. Thank you for bringing it.
Did you have a favorite side?
I did. I choose not to say. I'm going to stay neutral.
Right? All right.
Oh, is it working now? Check one, two. Check one,
check.
Two.
Hey.
Can't hang the goddamn sign behind our thing. But can't clear my website, but you can get Carmen's microphone. I understand. Maybe I should have Carmen ask you to do everything.
Actually, Carmen didn't ask me. Spanish did.
Oh.
I didn't walk out to your office.
I don't recall. I don't remember seeing you there. Were you there?
Okay.
You're so skinny. You're so skinny. I didn't see you there.
Don't try to compliment her now. It's not going to work. Too late. You already blew it.
Can you hang a sign, Carmen?
I can.
You want to learn?
No, I don't need to learn. I know how.
Okay, I'll go get the drill and all that, and you can hang it.
I'm going to hang it. I'm going to drill it right into the window. And Tuesday is my deadline. If it's not hung by Tuesday, I'm going to drill it right into the glass.
I got a roll of duct tape. Will that work?
That's fine. That's fine. I don't care.
It's black, so it'll blend right in.
Let me see what side of the table you take.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.